Once the great emperor Yudhishthira Maharaj asked the saint Narada Muni, "O Narada Muni, how can a person who is entangled in material life ever be delivered?" Is this a good question which you would like to know?
Yes.
And the answer which you would like to know. How can we who are so much absorbed in material life ever become free of this? Or to put it into the words of one of the participants of our Japa and Kirtan retreat. The participant said, "Maharaj, I feel so much encouraged here in this Kirtan Utsava. But what if I come back home to London? I have changed, but London has not changed. I might again lose everything what I have gained here." So this was the background of Yudhishthira Maharaj. How will it work? Narada Muni gave an answer. If you want to live in security and safety, if you want to maintain the spiritual level of Krishna consciousness, it's only possible by the grace of Krishna. But this mercy of Krishna comes quickly to someone who does kirtan. And can you imagine what is the second condition which pleases Krishna? I'm not sure. No, kirtan and japa same. Serves devotees. Who had this idea? My dear devotees, let us not ask what others can do for me. Let us ask what I can do for others, especially if they're devotees. Then, by the grace of Krishna, you can live in safety and security. And then Narada Muni gave an amazing example of his own life. You know, he was standing there as a sannyasi with a veena, and he had a tear in his eye. Why was he moved? Well, he said, "I was not always like this. But I became elevated by two things. I did kirtan and I served devotees." And then he gives the most amazing life story of his three lives. Imagine, what is your good name? Rasika Bihari. Also good. Rasa Bihari Krishna. Imagine you could remember your past lives. So Narada Muni does this. And I will now enter with you a life, three lives back. He said, "Once I was the angel-like Upabhana. I had a beautiful face and an extremely attractive body, like Jagannath Kirtan does. I was always decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood. Thus I was most pleasing to the women of my city. And as a result of my playboy-like nature, I was constantly bewildered by lusty desires." This is not the case of our Jagannath Kirtan Prabhu. Please don't laugh at him. It is not my... I'm just trying to give an example of someone who has a body. And I want to give... Should I give you an example of his extremely attractive physical body?
Yeah.
But maybe you will faint. he was once passing a musical training. There was a Gandhava who trained beautiful Apsara girls in the proper tal, Lali Saraga. And you know, and you know, Narada Muni in his previous life as Upabhavana was passing, and the musical teacher, you know, all girls in front, Sarigama, you know, like they do in India. He went like this, and when he went back like this, all the girls were gone. And he saw how they were running after Upabhavana. Upabhavana is the best, and he looks most pleasing. Forget about Sarigama and everything else. This is how attractive he was. But he didn't serve Krishna with his beauty. Beauty and skills entangle you if you don't serve Krishna, but if you use your beauty, your skills, your talents, maybe your charisma in serving Krishna, your good voice for instance, that's very, very good. So once Upabhavana was invited for universal Sankirtan festival, where he was supposed to sing kirtan. But what did he do? He went away from where the religious festival was going on into a secluded area and sang, and soon there were many women who gathered around him because he was really supremely attractive. And he was singing songs, Prabhupada says, cinema songs like Sanyasi, come home, and other very, very important cinema songs, you know. I remember this particular song because when I was in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education and studying in my room with Krishna Chetra, there was always this hit, this music before the Gurukula. And there was always this cinema music running, and I remember this line, Sanyasi, come home. And it was really so inappropriate to the situation. And so anyways, he was singing cinema songs to many people who were admiring him. And when the organizers of the festival saw this, they were highly, highly disturbed. Imagine one of us would do this, one of us kirtan leaders. I don't want to give now names because it would be embarrassing, but sit somewhere and sing some songs like, She Loves You, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Makan Lal and Sita Shakti are extremely tolerant, but I think this would be too much for them, you know. And there would be many, oh yes, you know, there must be an alternative festival. We would think, this is too much. We didn't arrange this festival to have some nonsense going on in the... No? Can you... Tulsi, you can understand what I want to express. Good. So they threw him out of the festival and they said, because you have committed an offense against Krishna, may you immediately become a Shudra devoid of all physical beauty. Upabhavana felt very sorry. He went with his instrument to a river. He felt how death came over him and he was singing. As he was, the life left him. Oh Krishna, why did I do this mistake? Why didn't I serve you with my singing? Why did I want to attract attention to my person? Oh Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, oh Damoda, Madhusudan, Please forgive me. And this is how he died. So left the body. And came to planet Earth. Where he was born, from the womb, or where he appeared in the womb of a Shudrani, and his father is supposed to be a Brahmana, but that's what I heard once, and but his father died when the small child was very small, and little Upabana, you know, had to forget to get the heavenly planets and scrub the floor of his master's house, where his mother would take him for regular service. So, it's very moving. I feel almost like crying, you know. He did a mistake, and he was corrected for this mistake. Now, after the death of his mother, he was free to wander at will. And his O Krishna, O Govinda, O Gopala was bearing fruit. He left the house of his mother and he went and walked and walked. He remembered a meeting which he had when his mother was still alive. A meeting at home when his mother hosted four great saints who spent the monsoon season in the simple living conditions of his house. And he remembered how the saints had always talked about Krishna and how they took prasadam, and how once with their permission he took the remnants of their food, and immediately when eating this food remnants, he developed the nature of a transcendentalist. My dear Pandavasenas, try to get three substances. The food remnants of a great soul, the water which is from his drinking glass, and the dust on which he walked. And put that over you or into your mouth. And that has an almost infectious nature. It will really increase the amount of bhakti in your heart. So he had done this, and now he walked and walked and walked, and finally, I don't have it with me, he came to rest under a tree. And under this tree, this was the peepal tree. Do you know what is a peepal tree? It has the leaves have the shape of a heart, and it says that Radha and Krishna are living under peepal trees. So he came to rest there, and he started to meditate on the mantra which he had received. And then something happened. All of a sudden, he developed longing for Krishna. Oh Krishna!
O
oh, Govinda, O
oh, Gopal,
where are you?
Where are you?
All of a sudden, he heard a flute music. Then he started to smell the fragrance of the Lord. Then the flute music became louder. And step by step, Krishna moved into his vision. He could experience the fragrance of Krishna's body. He could hear very clearly the sound of his anchor bells. And then he finally saw the beauty of his face. Do you know what is most beautiful in Krishna's face? You know everything. The smile of Krishna. Krishna's body looks like an ocean. His face looks like the moon which has risen over the ocean and his smile are like the moonbeams which dance over the waves of the ocean of beauty. This is how it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then the Lord smiled at him and he disappeared. And the moment the Lord disappeared from Narada Muni's darshan, Narada Muni became almost mad with the desire to see him. He ran around. He tried to sit down and meditate again, to do the steps by which the Lord would appear. But all he developed is sacred longing. His longing became higher and higher and higher. And do you know what happens when you really long for Krishna, when you yearn for Krishna, when it is intolerable for you to be without Krishna? Can you imagine what happens? You look at me, and I am looking at you. You pull Krishna by the force of your eagerness back into your heart. Krishna can't resist. And I want to explain to you what happened when Krishna appeared a second time and how Krishna appeared a second time. Because he appeared in a very, very special way. The first way, he danced with his anchor bells and there was a fragrance. But the second time is very important for our Kirtan Fiesta. But before I will tell it to you, you must see our theater plays and dramas, because without it your heart will not be properly prepared for Krishna's second appearance. I will now make what is called in dramatology a cliffhanger. You have to wait until it comes. For now, I request you to give a thunderous applause to our drama troupe. Hare Krishna, Daga and Mata, you were so real that a little child needed to be saved. Wonderful, really wonderful. Also very good scenario in the sense that, Chaitanya Leela became, alive before our eyes by this device of a storyteller explaining the details of the mercy. Thank you, all of you. I mean, yesterday also, I think the theater plays show a little bit your consciousness, because your consciousness gets elevated in the Kirtan Fiesta. Therefore, what comes out of your consciousness is also elevated and very wonderful. I hope that at the end of the Kirtan Fiesta, you all will take with you a gift which will help you in your spiritual life, the gift of sacred longings. I want to continue with the story of Narada Muni, and just bring it to the end. When Krishna saw that Narada Muni was so grief-stricken that Krishna had disappeared, he again spoke to him. He became what is called in Bhagavatam Nabhalingam, personified by sound. Krishna didn't show his face, he didn't show his form, but he showed his voice and he said, "O virtuous Narada Muni, You have only once seen me in person. But this is just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. My dear devotees, my dear friends, it doesn't matter if you are not perfect all the time. If you have this longing in you, this desire to be close to Krishna, then this desire will act like fire which burns into ashes the obstacles in seeing Krishna. The fire of longing for Krishna, that eagerness for Krishna, which is created when we are together in a kirtan fiesta like this. There's sometimes tears that we are so imperfect and we can't yet obtain the darshan of Krishna. This fire of desire is the only fire of desire which is not harmful. Otherwise, desires are always making us frustrated when they are not fulfilled. But if you can just long for Krishna, like Narada Muni, it's very good. Do you know that Krishna sometimes appears before his devotees and you feel, oh, he is so close, but then he disappears and he does this on purpose? He does this because he wants to make your desire for him more perfect. For instance, when you chant and you just feel dry and you can't get to Krishna, continue to chant. And when Krishna sees that you continue, even though he doesn't appear before you, Krishna is impressed. Krishna is pleased, and Krishna becomes very merciful and appears before you. So when Narada Muni had heard how Krishna said, I have disappeared from you to make you more eager, Narada Muni understood how to express his eagerness for Krishna. Can you imagine what Narada Muni learned? How did he express his longing for Krishna? You look at me, and I look at you. Radha Londoneshwara, you are somehow connected to my mind, and you zap the contents of my mind like a person who goes to a fuel station and takes the benzene out. So I won't ask you. How do we express our desire to meet Krishna? He chanted with the mood of separation. This is how Narada Muni describes this. I gave up my shyness and I began to chant the names of the unlimited Lord. Govinda!
Govinda!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Gopal!
Gopal!
And I began to remember his most excellent and hidden pastimes. In this way, I wandered around the earth with a satisfied mind, without material desires and pride or selfishness, and I waited for the time when I would see him again. How wonderful! He gave up shyness and chanted. Let's learn from Narada Muni. Let's give up our shyness and chant in a few minutes. Huh? He wandered around the earth with a satisfied mind. Why was he satisfied? Because Krishna had told him, I will appear before you again when your desire to see me is perfect, when it's single, when it's focused. He gave up material desires. He was free from pride and selfishness. My dear devotees, material desires will not satisfy us. Let's somehow put them aside. They can wait for later. Let's now desire to go deep into Krishna consciousness. And then that time arrived, death came like thunder. I can't make a good thunder. How to do a good thunder? You know how to make a good thunder. And as there was the sound of death, the flesh appeared. The flesh which appeared at the death of Narada Muni was his spiritual body. Narada Muni's physical body died, and immediately a spiritual body came, just like when there is a sound of thunder, immediately a flesh came. So this, my dear friends, my dear Pandavasena, is the beautiful life of Narada Muni, the kirtan of Narada Muni, and I want to sing with you now the kirtan of Narada Muni. I'm looking to Makanlal and Sita Shakti, and when they are up to here, it means it's time. And when they are standing, it means we get the police and take you out of the tent if you don't stop. I'm joking. They are wonderful devotees. They wouldn't do that. So, all right. So, I want to ask the instrumentalists to come close. You are here, flute player G. Can we get a microphone for? Well, this is. I want you really to join into the kirtan of Narada Muni. There is a song when the great sage Narada plays on his musical instruments, he chants the name Radhika Raman. Yes, let's say it again, please. Radhika Raman.
Radhika Raman.
And then when these names, or Hari Rama you can say, when these names enter the ears of the devotees, they dance in ecstasy to their heart's satisfaction. And then it is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the kirtan expands, and soon the five-headed Shiva joins in. Brahma, who sits on the lotus flower, begins to rock back and forth in that kirtan. And what else? The thousand-headed Ananta sings in ecstasy, Hari Hari! And by the influence of that kirtan, the people of the entire universe become intoxicated and relish the sweet taste of the holy name. So I request all of you to now join the kirtan. Please, most of you have been in the kirtan retreats, which we do here as part of the program. Please remember to first of all pay full attention to the sound vibration, and then offer your heart in prayer to the chanting of the holy. Offer your heart in prayer to Krishna by expressing your longing for Krishna. We will take a very nice raga. Can you do the two tak?